You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with Tanner Roark. Tanner, thank you so much for being with me. Tanner, you are having a great year. It looks like you're like the guy from 2014 when you won 15 games. Why are you having a great year?
I'm just, reverting back to the 2014 year, just routine, working hard, being aggressive with the hitters and not giving in to anybody.
Tanner, you had a great game the other day against the Dodgers, and I got to tell you, tell me what you were doing against them. It was in and out, in and out.
Locating pitches. You got to throw that fastball in. They're a good hitting team, and you got to keep them honest and can't keep them looking in the same spot every time. So, that's just my game is, pitching in and, reading how they react to certain pitches and how they take certain swings on certain pitches and stuff like that. So it's all about how they react to certain things that I throw throughout the game and throughout the pitch sequence.
It seems like Mike Maddux has been a big deal to you this year. How much has he helped you? He's the pitching coach.
He's amazing. He's very, very mental, which I think it's a huge part of this game. I think the biggest part of this game is the mentality part, and it's a long season, so you have the stuff to you got here for a reason, so you have the stuff to do it. So there might be a little mechanical things here and there that he'll see that you might need to tweak here and there, but altogether it's mainly mental, and that's, like I said, that's the biggest part of this game.
I want to tell people that Tanner Roark is one of the most professional people I've ever met, and the reason for that, when he lost his job last year, he didn't mope. He just worked hard, and he did whatever the team asked him to do, starting, relieving, whatever. I want to ask you, Tanner, why didn't you mope? You just worked hard.
I see no sense into. I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I don't, and then that entails that I feel sorry for myself, and I don't ever want to do that. Once you start feeling sorry for yourself, this game will eat you up and spit you back out, and this game will not feel sorry for you. There's somebody else in the minor leagues that wants to take your spot. So, you just got to do what you're capable of doing, and it's not your decision, but you got to do it. It's you got to go out there and perform. You're still a part of the team. You still got to do your job. You still got to get out. And there's no reason to sit there and cry and complain the whole entire year. There's no point in doing that. It's just gonna bring your morale down, bring the team morale down, bring yourself down, and ultimately make you crumble.
A guy that has brought your morale up is Dusty Baker, and Dusty Baker, once he got here, made up his mind that you were going deep in games, and ever since he's been here, you've been going at least 7 innings, even more. Talk about playing for Dusty Baker.
It's awesome. He's one of a kind. He knows his stuff. He's been around the game for years, and he's been through every single situation you can probably possibly think of, and just his experience underneath his belt, and he's passed it on to us and the younger guys, the rookies, and all that stuff, and even the veterans. He wants you to play hard. Give your all, and no moping. No moping. So that's what I love. He's old school, and that's how I think the game should be played, is old school. Mm-hmm. And he does a great job of doing that, and keeping the morale up and giving us confidence when I'm cheerleading for the next 4 days, mm-hmm, before my next start. He's walking up and down, and he's like, come on, let's go, guys, come on, let's, he's always giving pep talks and like pep rally, like get it going, mm-hmm, like he's always giving us confidence, and it's uplifting to everybody on the bench.
Talk about the morale on the team now. Last year, we know how bad it was, but this year, it seemed like everyone's happy, despite being on a losing streak. Everyone seems to, hey, come on, we can do this. How do you feel about the morale?
Yeah, the morale's always been there, I feel like, for this team. You know, we always try to keep it loose, and, you know, this game is meant to be fun. You know, we're playing a kid's game, so as professionals, as you know, so a lot of these guys have been playing for 9, 10 years, 11 years, you know, so they've been playing a kid's game for a long time, and I'd love to play that game for a long time, you know, so, you know, that's the main thing, is to keep it loose, and there's no reason to get tight, and, you know, it's a long season. You can't worry about a bad stretch here and there. I mean, we all know that we'll get out of it, and, you know, we have that lost confidence in each and every one of us.
Final question. What is the goal the rest of the way for Tanner Rourke?
Go deep in ball games and do my best to help the team win.
That's cool. Tanner Rourke, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.